Meeting to order. It's 2:00, Tuesday, December 8th. Present are councilpersons Sheldon, Bell, Hollins, Smiley, Cartier, Diller, Weiner, and I am Janet Kilpatrick chairing, and Nellie Hill is taking minutes. Can I have a motion for adoption?
Motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, on the agenda today is the Delaware Board of Trade discussion. Following a meeting a week or so ago with the administration, what they had asked in a compromise was if I would schedule an economic development meeting so they could come in and do a presentation, another presentation on DBOT, because they felt that there was not an adequate presentation done about how we got from step one to where we are today. So I scheduled the meeting. They are not going to come over and do a presentation. DBOT is not coming over to do a presentation. So they asked that I would cancel the meeting. I did not do that just because I felt that if there were council people that wanted to comment on anything or talk about how we were going to handle anything that's internal at this point, talk about if we would be willing to entertain looking at setting up some sort of fund that goes over to replenish the Garston Trust. I mean, any comment that you want to make on this subject, we can make in this meeting. If nobody wants to make any comment, we will go to other and then adjourn the meeting. So it's kind of up to you. So Councilman Cartier.
Thank you. You know, I studied the article in the paper today, which I think, you know, brought out some additional issues that there really wasn't another competitor in the game to get the DBOT stock exchange business. That being said, I guess my concern at this point, we've issued a promissory note, 5-year promissory note in the amount of $3 million. There is a payment schedule. I don't see personally, to talk about transferring reserves at this time into the Garston portfolio. I think we need to monitor the performance of the promissory note and then act accordingly. Right now, in my mind, it doesn't merit taking $3 million and putting it into the Garston portfolio. I don't know how other members feel about that. I know that idea has been floated.
Mm-hmm.
I did not float that idea.
Right, and I know that idea has been floated, and I, you know, if and when we were supposed to see an ordinance come over for a meeting today, for the Finance Committee meeting, it should have come over by last week so we could talk about it today. That didn't happen. So in my mind at this point, that we have two issues. One of them is DBOT. DBOT has their money. As far as I'm concerned, they need to go. They need to have a ribbon cutting. They need to get their business up and running, and they need to be part of the economic development of Wilmington and do the best job that they can possibly do. Anything else internal is going to have to be discussed when and if an ordinance comes over. So that's kind of, you know, I was always behind DBOT. I'm behind economic development. I would like to see more economic development go on throughout this entire county, but we're not seeing that at this point. So, but as far as discussion on DBOT, I kind of feel that we're done with that. They're their own entity. Go and hire people and make us some money. Lisa?
Yes, I do think that I still have many questions about how all of this was handled. I filed two FOIAs last week. One, and I'll just read these into the record because I think it's important for people to know that we still have questions. One is, please provide all documents regarding the $3 million from Newcastle County and the Garston Trust about the transfer of the Garston funds to support the Delaware Stock Exchange. These documents should include, but are not limited to, the $3 million promissory note to pay for the startup costs to the exchange mentioned in the News Journal article of 12/1/15, documents reflecting the money to be loaned to the Delaware Board of Trade through the county-controlled Garston Trust as reported by the News Journal article of 12/1/15, documents reflecting the 6% interest or $180,000 a year paid to the county for its investment in the stock exchange. All documents reflecting the valuation of the software package offered as collateral for the county's $3 million investment, and all documents reflecting the county's direction to or communication with Wilmington Trust. The second FOIA, which I think is really important, has to do with providing all documentation supporting the executive's contention that he has unilateral authority to move $3 million out of the Garston Trust and invest the Garston funds in the Delaware Stock Exchange. You know, I still have many questions about how this process took place, and I would like to see these documents.
Thank you. Any other comments? Councilman Weiner.
Thanks. For the reasons that I set forth at the committee meeting on the 24th of November, I have concerns about the county's position. We, the legislative and executive branch, are in. If the Garston Fund is not replenished, and it could be done on a contingent basis such that funds could be earmarked within the reserves that would be transferred in the event that the corpus of the trust were challenged because of the investment. And the documents that I did have a chance to read literally and figuratively at the 11th hour provided by the law department did provide the answers that answer the question as to whether or not the county executive has a basis for the action that he took. Now, also on the 24th, I opined about the 2001 resolution being having deficiencies. I don't need to repeat my remarks, but I just want to reference them.
Thank you. Councilman Hollins?
I want to agree with Councilman Cartier. I think that the $3 million is with the private entity. If there's a discussion going forward, then we'll have it. But for myself, I do not support taking money from the citizens' tax stabilization reserves. To me, that's tantamount to a cover-up, and it also reefs of money laundering. So the money was given, the money was supposedly guaranteed, so we'll monitor and see how that process works. But trying to replenish money that was, if it was legally moved, then it was legally moved. I think there's no further action required of this council.
Thank you. Carol, I'm sorry. Council.
Carol Dolan, Council. I just wanted to state that I raised a series of legal questions about the unilateral authority of the county executive to move $3 million. And I raised them in a public meeting on the 24th, which is posted on audio, and they have not been answered. However, we continue to read in the paper that the executive had unilateral authority to move $3 million. I just wanted to state that for the record.
Thank you. Any other comments? Any comments from the public? Seeing none, we
will. Motion adjourned.
I was going to go to other.
Oh, well, you just asked those public. Oh, public on that. Okay. My apologies, Madam Chair.
Anything under other? Anybody got any great ideas on economic development and how we can move forward? Now, public comment. Sorry. Okay.
Motion to adjourn.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Next meeting, public safety at 3 o'clock.